Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast episode of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. I am Dr. Sapna K, yoga consultant at HCG Cancer Center. Today, I'll be briefly talking about the role of yoga in cancer patients and how one can benefit to increase the quality of life. We all know diagnosis and treatment of cancer poses severe psychological distress that impacts the functional quality of life. While cancer-directed treatments are directed purely against tumor killing, interventions that reduce treatment-related distress and improve quality of life are the need of the hour. Both diagnosis and treatment of cancer poses physical and psychological threat to the patients. Treatment regimens for cancer can pose serious side effects for these patients, such as change in appearance, infertility, altered sexual functioning, hair loss, fatigue, nausea and vomiting, pain, infections, and low blood counts, which grossly affects the patient's overall functioning quality of life. Fear and anxiety associated with invasive treatment procedures, sexual dysfunction secondary to surgery and radiation, and problems associated with extended hospital care and aggressive medical treatments are among the most common causes for the treatment-related side effects observed in cancer patients. Oncologists and health professionals working with these patients recognize the need to intervene to break this vicious symptom distress symptom cycle. Growing evidences suggest that psychosocial and psychoeducational interventions are beneficial along with treatments for patients with cancer. Participating in intervention programs before treatment have enabled patients to tolerate therapy with fewer reported side effects. Stress reduction methods are many and varied, and yoga is especially attractive as it combines many of these techniques with simple stretching exercises, breathing, and relaxation technique that could be useful for patients with cancer. Yoga is a systematic practice of physical exercises, breath control, relaxation, diet modification, positive thinking, and meditation, aimed at developing harmony in the body, mind, and environment. The practice entails low-impact physical activity postures called asanas, breathing techniques called pranayama, relaxation, and meditation. Yoga has been proven to reduce psychological distress, including symptoms of anxiety and depression. It can be challenging for patients with cancer to prevent their minds from wandering or dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Meditation and deep breathing exercises, part of yoga, allows them to clear their mind and focus on their breath, which grounds them and helps them to focus in the present. Yoga creates a sense of self-regulation and awareness, making it easier for the patients to cope with stressful situations. Yoga techniques are being applied in health promotion programs such as substance abuse treatment program and as a complementary treatment for diseases such as anxiety disorders, depression, coronary heart disease, cancer, and HIV or AIDS. Yoga is a low-cost self-help alternate approach to well-being. Practicing yoga has been increasingly used in cancer patients to reduce their stress levels, improve their mood and symptom distress, and improve their quality of life. Several studies have shown yoga to reduce self-reported depression, anxiety state, and trait in cancer patients. Those undergoing cancer-directed treatment as well as in survivors. Various yoga techniques can help management of variety of symptoms such as fatigue, sleep disturbances, loss of appetite, chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, and pain in cancer patients. Simple practices such as cooling pranayama, which include Sheetali, Sheetkari, and Sadanta, have been useful in managing chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. Other practices such as Sudarshan Kriya Yoga and relaxation technique have been shown to be effective in managing fatigue, pain, and sleep problem. Sound resonance techniques that involve chanting and meditating on sounds like A, U, and Ma, and mantras have been shown to reduce fear, anxiety, and instill restful state of mind. Various modules of yoga can be tailored to meet the needs of patients in management of various symptoms faced by cancer patients. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to be particularly flexible to try your hand at yoga. As a practice, yoga can be adapted to suit all abilities, from beginners to advanced. You can even try yoga from the comfort of your armchair. As long as you're stretching and breathing deeply, you will feel the benefits, which range from improved respiration and circulatory health to an instant boost in your mood. Cancer patients and survivors wholly unfamiliar with the practice of yoga should talk with your doctor about programs that may be specific to their condition. An increasing number of cancer centers offer such wellness programs, and yoga instructors are increasingly experienced in working with such patients. Although yoga is useful in improving fitness and health in both healthy and diseased population, caution is to be advised while dealing with cancer patients and to perform them under the supervision of a qualified yoga specialist. Yoga is a promising mind-body intervention for integration in an oncology setting. Yoga is a feasible intervention used to reduce symptom burden and improve quality of life in cancer patients. So friends, that's all for today. I hope this was an informative session on role of yoga in cancer treatment. Hope you have enjoyed it. This is Dr. Sapna signing off. Thank you very much.
Adding life to years.